Hey, yo, it's Jack here, and I am pissed. Pony has taken my job. Alright, what I'm going to do, right, I need a poll. Who wants me as the co-host on Who Wants Pony? Like, it's just outrageous. I can't believe he's just come on here. He's had a break. He's sooked it up. He's like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. And then he's come back, taken my spot. It's just AIDS. Anyway. Today we go through the trade news, whispers, and itchy and scratchy. Enjoy the episode.
It's brought to you by Ponyfish Islanders because he's got his nose so far up your business it's hard to know where he ends and you begin. Here comes Ponyfish Islanders with all the trade news.
Alrighty, folks. Out of hibernation, we've sacked Jack, and we've got the original Ponyfish Islanders back from his porn trip up to Kalgoorlie, the only legal place for brothels or something. So, how was your legal brothels up there, Pony?
It was a time for isolation, and I was in Perth from the 17th onwards. Just tried to keep a low profile.
Fair enough, mate. Fair enough. Didn't get near him.
No. Try to behave. I didn't try and reenact what the Bucks Day could have been like.
And, fair enough, because that was, a bit of a snap lockdown and a bit of upset everyone's plans for DT87 and everyone. So, yeah, not good timing at all.
Sure did.
All right. So, last week there wasn't a hell of a lot to go on. This week there is fucking shitloads.
There is.
So we'll get straight into it, going back to the 27th of April. And
Fucking hell. That's a long way back.
it's a long way back. It's only been 3 days. And have a look. Let's go to round 7. Yep. So, I'll just filter the crap out. So Dylan Moore from the Hawks, after having one good game against Frio, has been shown the door by Legless. And key forward, Harry Mackay, he's picked up by Legless.
Yeah, it's solid enough pickup. I think he's averaging about 80, which is
81.
Surprise.
Coming off a 120. But this week he's playing Essendon, who...
lacking a few tools down the back, so...
Yeah.
Could be a good game.
Yeah. So, anyway... I suppose if he gets an 80 average at him, he'll be happy. Yep. I'm hoping it's wet. And where are they playing?
MCG.
No, it's at the G. So is that the G or the Marvel?
Definitely the G.
Okay. Yep. Good. So I'm hoping it's wet, windy, and atrocious conditions there for the great man.
Yep.
All right. Now let me get back to that page. Jesus, there's fucking shitloads here. Okay, next up on the RFA list was 2 meter Peter. Oh no, what's he? 2 liter Peter, he's apparently called at Essendon. Not 2 meter Peter.
I really don't know. V8 or something.
I don't really know, but that's apparently the story going around. So, all these people, 114 last week. Gee whiz.
Yeah, it was getting up and down the field and taking plenty of marks. So, propped up his score in the Anzac Day game. Obviously he's replacing Jamie Elliott, that was a loot player for Merker, I think, to get 75 from Robertson last round.
Yep.
So, yep, fair enough pickup.
Yep. And then Mannix picked up Paddy Ryder. And hang on, this can't be right. He must have been hacked. He's dropped a Fremantle player.
And Fredericks that he was so high on.
The man love, yes, and tried to, yes. Well, there you go. Unbelievable.
So I think the plan here is Darcy's got ruck forward status, so I think he's looking to move Darcy forward and play Paddy in the ruck.
All right. So I don't believe Darcy's got fucking forward status. I suppose he's been down there a bit, but... And we made him look like a footballer, so...
Well, I don't think he played the first 2 or 3 rounds, and then he obviously came back into the team as a forward, so...
Yeah.
But surely he didn't play enough games to
well,
get a DPP at that stage.
thought you had to play three. So anyway, obviously, yeah, just kissed on the dick with that one. This is moving to legless territory.
Yep.
And then JJ, who is just really just not even relevant anymore, even as a defender only, averaging 50, and he's just shit. And if Alirelia is outscoring you by 20, then you'd probably just call it a day, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so yeah, JJ has definitely been affected by the talent of the Bulldogs coming in. And I like the pickup. I think Alia has averaged, I don't know, 85 or 90 over seven. The last three or five last rounds. Couple's been,
yep.
So, he's just been feasting on marks and kicks out of the back line. So, yeah, good pickup there.
So, what have we got? The last three is... Yeah,
is that the first time that we've ever said that Geelong Vipers has had a good pickup?
Yes, this is a fucking weird year, isn't it?
I'm sure he's probably got some bad pickups.
Actually, if we go scroll up the list, he's probably got rid of him. Bit like Luke Dunstan, which we'll get to shortly.
Oh yeah.
So the great man Ozzie Merkers picked up Darcy Cameron after his 120, if you don't mind, last week, and got rid of the injured Lockie Jones.
Yep, so Lockie Jones was a loot pickup mid-round on the weekend. So, but yeah, bringing in Darcy Cameron, he's really cycling through these big, tall, position forward type guys.
If you're under 6'4", you're not getting a gig in Merkers team.
Yeah, but yeah, obviously, fair enough pickup, but I'm expecting he'll be back on the waiver list next week.
So then next up, we're moving into the free agent area now. You picked up last year's highest averaging player for Daniel Howe.
Oh, when you've got the highest averaging player from 2020 available for free, I mean...
You just got to take him, you reckon?
Yeah, you just got to take him. And Howe he didn't play last week. I think with a small niggle, you can probably confirm.
So, but I don't even know if he'll be back this week. So,
but he was, the word was that he was probably coming back through the VFL anyway. So, moved him on.
Mm. So, next up, I dropped Doogie Howard for Mark O'Connor, who is apparently injured. So, don't pick him up. That would be stupid.
Yeah. Surprise.
So, less said about that one, the better. Found out afterwards he's not really there.
Yeah. So, I'm disappointed that someone told you that he was injured because that was quite amusing.
Yes. Well, I just didn't use RFA on him.
True.
So then the great white hope for Carlton, Liam Stocker, wasn't that good. Only got a 40 and he disappeared for DT87. And he picked up Boyd Woodcock, which is a very wooster looking photo there of old Boyd. But anyway.
Yeah, splinter dick.
Looks like a woodcock. So
Woodcock's had a couple of 70, 80 games, I think, in his two games, but surely that's on the upper end of what you can expect from him. So, once again, another one that I think will be on the list and wasting our time next week.
Yep. So, next up, I dumped aforementioned Mark O'Connor and picked up O'Brien, who did play down back for the last half last week and was very good at intercepting and blocking. So I thought he's worth a flyer and moved the Impster back to the back line and took a flyer there. But, that plan changed when the great man, Sideshow Bob, came available today.
Yeah, fair enough. Probably good move then if he may have moved on because Gunston would take his place anyway in the team.
Not so sure about that, but anyway. Next up, Archie Perkins. Poor bastard, got passed around like bloody leftover. I don't even know what you got passed around like. White girl at a black man's party. You allowed to say that these days?
You sure can.
He dropped by Manic for Sam Simpson, who has an injury next to him. So I'm not really sure what that's all about.
I think Sam Simpson's back. I think this is just the app being slow. I'm pretty sure he played VFL and was one of best on ground last weekend. But I sure didn't see Manic Monkeys dropping Perkins, so that was a bit of a surprise, to be honest. Each to their own.
Interesting. Now, Jack, do you want to do the next one?
Yeah. Sup, guys. I'm back again.
Mini Hawker.
Too long. Can't get rid of him too long. Where are we up to? Oh, here we go. Stars finally getting rid of the big piece of trash. Hot trash. Josh Bruce for Neil Bullen.
What did Josh Bruce get on the weekend, Jack?
The classic Josh Bruce score of about a 50.
That's it. What do you think of Neil Bullen? Was that a good move?
Oh, he's better than bloody Bruce, that's for sure.
Yep, I tend to agree with you.
Worst player in the competition.
Yep, I think so. Have you got the next one there? Do you want to read a couple out?
Oh, I'll read a couple out. Go back, mate. I'm the host again. Dazed and Confused dropped Jake Riccardi for Mark O'Connor.
What's next to Mark O'Connor's name?
An injury.
This is fair dinkum. This is the second coach that's picked up Mark O'Connor as a free agent this week while he's injured and not realised that he's injured.
Look at the injury list. I mean, it's just bad coaching, to be honest.
It's just poor coaching, isn't it?
Horrible. Horrible.
And the next one?
Ponyfish Islanders has delisted Luke Dunstan for Archie Perkins.
What is Ponyfish Islanders doing? He picked up Dunstan as a free agent the day before that, and now he's dropped him. The reason why I did that was Manic. I wasn't expecting Manic was going to drop Perkins, so that's why with the
trade.
He dropped him for Sam Simpson. So I wasn't expecting he was going to be available, and thought, why not? Then I might acquire him for a bit of trading with your dad.
Right. Did that trade get done?
It sure did.
Ah, hold on.
Sure did. I'm lost where we're up to now. I think we've got trades, but we've got to jump them for the end.
I'll hand you back over to the boss then.
All right, mate.
See you later, boys and men. Mostly men. See ya.
All right. You two finished there?
Yeah, we're finished. We're up to Logan McDonald getting dropped and
Daniel Howe making his way in.
For Aussie Merker.
So yeah, Logan, you're having a bit of a rest. Two guys probably not gonna play. So there you go.
I did mention Aussie Merker. I said, you know, I dropped Howe for a reason, and usually that reason would be he's probably not going to be playing.
Yep. Well, there you go.
But, yep.
And so, next up on the list, Jaden Hunt, who we'll get to as part of trade talks a bit later on. We've got Jaden Hunt being dropped and Jacob Wiedering being picked up.
Yeah, it was just clearing out Legless's trash there, which was his drop player. And yeah, I don't know. I kind of didn't need a forward. So Punt was only good to me as a defender, and he was averaging 64, and Wiedering was averaging 70. So that was just the thought rationale at the time.
Right. Yes. Well, I was thinking about that. I was watching him. He's taken a few kickouts the other night when I was watching as well. So not a bad pickup there. And poor old Timmy Tenders didn't last very long in my team. When Ben Barron became available today, I snapped him straight up. Obviously, a few members of the league went up with the news who kept saying that you can't change your winning team and Ben Brown won't be in. Only about 2 hours behind the times, boys, but never mind. Bad for you, good for me. Benny will kick probably 12 on North Melbourne this week. So looking forward to that.
Well, considering, Tim O'Brien, kind of his spot's in jeopardy with Gunston, And yeah, that's a good move.
Hang on a minute. Jacob Wiedering didn't need a move. What? Now he's gone again. What are you doing? What have you done this week?
And then look who's back.
Make up your mind.
Look who's back. The man
averaging, the highest averaging player of last year is back in your team after you used the RFA on him way back when, or a free agency.
I thought this time I could use an RFA on him after dropping him.
You're using an RFA to pick up a guy you picked up off FA.
And dropped.
And you dropped him. You're a spud. What the fuck are you doing?
But I was RFA 12. It didn't matter.
You're an idiot.
Then I didn't have to remember to get back on at 10 a.m.
The fact that no one picked him up the first time not give you a hint that no one's looking at him the second time?
Yeah, but maybe some idiot forgot that he was there and I just happened to get him because I got him very early as the free agent. I got him at like 10:03, so I didn't know who else might have got him if he was still sitting there. So I thought, well, I'm RFA 12. If there's ever a reason to put an RFA on him, I might as well do it while I'm 12. So it cost me still really nothing.
Right. Well, okay, we'll do one more of the free agency pickups, which looks like it's happened later after teams have been dropped. Who's that fella there on the right? Do anyone know who he is?
I'm on the app, so I'm not too sure.
On the app, I can't see him. Is that Caddy? Does he play golf or something? Caddy's been dropped. And Riley Collier-Dawkins has been picked up.
Obviously, he'll be. What is Geelong Vipers doing?
Obviously, he'll have him for a long-term hold because a guy playing his first game, never seen. So, yeah, it'll be very interesting. I'm tipping that he may not even make Vipers team till tomorrow night. So, yeah.
How many points does Jack think that Collier-Dawkins will score?
RCD, how many points? Never heard of him, doesn't know who he is, so he's getting, what, less than 50, did you say?
Yeah.
Less than 50. So yeah, 50 and under. The line set at 50. Line set at 50.
Why would you get rid of Caddy, who, I mean, is a heap of shit and isn't playing? Why would you get rid of him for a bloke that's going to score less than 50?
Well, I don't mind it if you're in a rebuild and you're holding for a long time, but he won't be there. He'll be lucky to be in Vipers team tomorrow night, let alone next week.
Well, one thing for sure is Vipers is on a rebuild. He's on a fucking long rebuild.
So, anyway, so that's Vipers and what he wanted to do. So, So there you go.
Busy week of free agent and RFAs.
That's it. So on the RFA list at the moment is Wiedering and Caddy. Right, there you go. All right, so if we just change the little tag here and go to trades for this week, we have trades, people. So we've got three trades done. Legless in two, Pony in two, Dazed in one, and myself in one. So let's roll through the first one. Obviously, you were fairly busy on last night trying to get a deal done to get Brayshaw. So talk us through your machinations for that.
It was more started by I felt like I needed to move Zorko on. There's a bit of an injury risk there. And I'm carrying quite a few old guys. So yeah, at 5-1, I felt like I could start to make some moves that, I mean, probably in the short term is going to cost me some points, but is going to bring, you know, someone that 2-3 years ago was scoring well into my team and only 25. So flicked Zorko to Legless and also Legless's round 10 pick, which I owned.
Yep.
And got his drop player, which was Hunt, and got my second rounder back, which Legless owned.
Right. So what did you do with that second rounder afterwards?
Oh, there was a bit of discussion with yourself, AJS Hawker, around Brayshaw for a little while there. So I said to you, well, how about I pick up Archie Perkins and include him with a second rounder, which ended up being my second rounder, which I got back, and package it for Brayshaw.
So, yep, so I thought that was a good deal. So I said yes. And so Angus is now your problem.
Oh, mate, you were thinking for a while, though.
Yeah, well, you know, just, well, not probably not so much thinking. I think it's around about 7:30, which is the witching hour around here. So probably had lots of other things on at the same time. But, yeah, so good luck. So long. Good riddance, I say. I'll watch my great man Archie Perkins roam up and down the wing on the MCG on Sunday. See how he goes.
Is there going to be a tribute video come out for Angus Brayshaw?
Nah, I'll probably just leave my helmet outside for him.
Because was Angus Brayshaw, he was your third round pick in the draft?
No, he was a first round pick from Team Awesome.
Yeah, right. Okay.
He went in the first round. And we traded
legless.
Yep. And then legless ripped me off. And I gave him Adams and he gave me Brayshaw.
Yeah, right.
So let's see. Let me just find the. Where's the little fucker here? I'm in the wrong folder. But yeah. That was the deal. So let's just have a look here. Going way back when, the history of Angus Brayshaw in the BTW League. He was taken at pick number, and this decides to load. He was taken at pick 11 by Team Awesome.
Right.
As he was known back then. So in the first round, ahead of Crouch, Whitfield, Trelaw, Kelly, Merritt, Sidebottom, Yo. Yes. I mean, look here. There's some really bad picks, hey.
but he was just coming anyway, off his third then, in the Brownlow year. So I mean, it had hallmarks.
Should have gone on with it from there. Let's have a quick look here. So what are we talking? Team Awesome, aren't we? He's that colour there, which is where the fuck is he? You know, he did two trades in the first year. So one of them had to be with, that's that one there. How did he end up there? Because it doesn't, oh, there it is there. So he gave up Nick Holman. Is he still playing footy?
I think so, yeah.
And Angus Brayshaw and picked up Warple and Polek.
Ooh. So Holman. Was it Holman and Brayshaw, and he got Warple? Yeah, he won that trade.
Polek. Yep. And then
what Legless converted him to, which you're about to say, probably meant that the loss was in your court.
Yeah, well, I gave up Adams and Higgins and a second for Cunningham and Brayshaw and a fourth. So yeah, and then I think I ended up giving Cunningham back to Legless later on. First one was shit. Second deal I did with Legless that year, I gave him back Cunningham, I gave him Maine, I gave him Langdon, and picked up Florent, Parfitt, Greenwood, and Smith.
Yeah, didn't you? This is the famous trade where you included an extra player in it, which didn't show in the mohole when he approved it.
No, he did. He knew exactly what was going on.
Nah, he claims. Don't give me that. He claims you did the dirty on him. Thank you, mate.
No, he's just doing that saying safe. He knew exactly what was going on. He's the one that wanted to keep adding fucking players and moving around. And oh, geez, it was fucking hard work. It took me like 2 weeks to get that deal done.
Yeah, right.
That was fucking hard work. Anyway, we're not talking about 2019 now.
But wasn't it a pleasure dealing with Pony? he was good to deal with.
This took a couple of weeks, though. Did take a couple of weeks. The first offer wasn't all that flush.
It was still the second then. All I meant to do was add Perkins to it. You were just posturing the whole time. Give me a first. Give me a first. I'm not giving you a first.
Yeah, well, first in a young player, that's all right, I suppose. So, anyway.
Let's hope it's pick 24 for you, mate.
No, what do we want? If you keep trading like this, it could very well be bloody pick 13.
12. Yeah.
There's one other trade done this week.
Boy, this was a big one.
Yes, it was. Dazed and confused. I think he might have been a bit dazed and confused here for the first time in a while. He's got rid of Caleb Daniel and Lockie Hunter to pick up James Rowbottom and Dyson Heppel. Did he see stars in the eyes because Heppel scored 140 last week? It sounds very undazed-like.
Dazed has obviously seen my trade earlier on in the day where Legless has probably got a slight gift in terms of picking up an old guy that can score really well and thought, I need to hand over some gifts to Legless as well.
Yes, hold my beer. I can do better than that.
Yeah, so how do you break this down? I think the way I kind of look at it is I think Daniel and Hunter are both definitely keepers.
Yep.
I think Heppel, while he's just showing he can score crazy good off the back line and may, for the moment, score better than Daniel, I think was quite a big injury risk sitting there for Legless, so that's now Dave's problem. And then Hunter for Rowbottom. I spoke to Dave about it, and he said he's quite big on Rowbottom. But, yeah, I just worry for his role at Sydney with all those young guys running around.
I don't know. There's all my boys, you know. He'll have to perform well to keep my boys out of their spots going forward.
That's it, and I fear, like, my boy Warner is going to keep him out as well.
So, yeah, I'm not sure. Either that or they're going to sack all the old guys.
Yeah, I don't know. So, good luck to Dazed and Confused with that because he's a good person. But Legless has... I like what Legless got out of it. I think that just strengthens him up a little bit more.
Yeah, he could have waited a fucking week, Dazed, too.
Yeah.
Fucking Hunter will be back on the wing and probably score fucking 120 now.
And Daniel, how do you reckon he'll go?
Against the Tigers, who give up points against defenders because they don't give a shit. I'll probably get my ass kicked now. Again.
Yes.
Anyway, what do you do?
Exciting times.
That's it. So a big week has been had by all. Just very quickly, though, not a bit necessarily a big week had by all. Just having a quick look here. Slippery, zero trades for the year. Vipers, zero trades for the year. Stars, zero trades for the year. Oh, Dazed and Confused, I haven't had that one in yet. So there's still three members of the team who haven't traded at all this year. So, very interesting. Obviously, you know, think they can ride the waivers really well. Yep. As you can see from Vipers picking up Riley Collier-Dawkins.
Well, you can see, you can see the people that just lack the social skills to execute a trade.
Talk to people over Messenger.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yes. I think we did do a total trade thing the other week, didn't we?
I did see one.
I'm just going to see. Oh, I didn't make it dynamic, which is a bit stupid. So just having a look here. So who do we say? Slippery. Okay, so Dave was the least traded person over the time, but he has now moved into equal last rather than being last. So him and Stars are last. Awesome, Geelong, and Slippery second, and then the rest gets a bit much. And yeah, it looks like Disposables has trading Tourette's, and so does Legless. They're way well, and your good self now, you're probably catching them. So there's three with trading Tourette's, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that don't trade at all, and a few in the middle.
What am I? Am I trading Tourette's?
Oh, you're definitely in the Tourette zone. Yes. Can't help yourself.
I love it.
Two more. Yep. So, yeah, two more. You're only one behind Disposables now, but you've only caught up one on Legless because you traded with him.
Yep.
So, yeah. Interesting. I have to make that dynamic so I don't have to keep adding that up. Anyway. So that's it for this. Stay tuned on the other side of this break for all the whispers. Alrighty, Pony. We just went through everything that has happened. What are the things that nearly could have happened or might still be in the works? What are the whispers?
Oh, big week. So the first one was Team Stars making an approach to Slippery Gypsies, looking to acquire Sinclair.
Sorry. The two least trading people in the league are going to try and get a trade done.
And sure enough, have we seen a trade go down?
Not yet. I'm presuming because he scored 114, Slippery would want two first rounders and Stars Carr.
And Heaney as well. Put Heaney in.
Fucking Jesus.
So that was quite an interesting little whisper there.
So how did they actually get anything done? Did they actually talk for more than 3 minutes or?
So there was discussion about Stars getting Sinclair and Slippery getting who the fuck was it? Let me have a look. Stars owns. Where are you, Stars? There you are. Round 7. He's got a ruck stash on his bench. Zach Smith.
Yeah, Zach Smith.
Slip would have got Zach Smith.
Right, because he's got wit, hasn't he?
Yes. But, I mean, is there any point in handcuffing a bloke if the other bloke's not playing this season anyway?
Not a hell of a lot, I wouldn't have thought. Just me, but anyway, yep.
Yep, so that was that one. There was a little bit of a discussion between myself and Vipers, which was pretty short and pretty straight to the point, and a bit of abuse flying each way around Darcy Tucker.
You wanted Darcy Tucker?
Oh, we're just having a chat around him, and then we left it where it was.
Yep. What, in the waffle?
Yep, so that was interesting. What else we got here? Sorry, I haven't got them all on the list tonight. I'm just having a look through some chats. Slippery Gypsies was in another discussion with Dream Team 87.
Oh, my God. What's happened to Slip?
He's got
to bug. Talk to two people this week.
Got the bug, so Slippery Gypsies offered Drew to Dream Team 87 to and claim that it would give him midfield depth, and Dream Team 87 turned him down.
The guy's gonna get dropped this week, and we all know it. Oh God, help me!
And then Aussie Merker knocked on Dream Team 87's door. And offered a first rounder for Lachie Neal.
Ooh, there you go. Gone bang. And wasn't enough.
And Dream Team 87 said, no, thank you.
All right.
You need more than a first rounder to get your hands on Neil. So so that was that one, which was quite interesting.
Mm.
What else have we got here? Let's have a look at this next one. There's been a few discussions involving disposables offering up Tom Green.
Right.
You're a collector of young talent. Have you been in any of these discussions?
I did have a little whisper, but I'm not sure that disposables quite got the market value right at the moment for a guy that struggled to score 50 this year.
That has been the rumours that I've heard as well about what he's chasing.
Yep.
So that was interesting.
For future reference, guys, if you want Tom Mitchell, don't offer me a guy who's averaging 50. Just putting it out there.
And Vipers, if you're looking to shorten this this rebuild,
yep.
Tom Green might be better than Collier Dawkins.
Well, he might be. That's why I didn't pick Collier Dawkins up.
And obviously just a quick advertisement here. Disposables is looking to give up two players to get one in return. So if anyone's looking to acquire two players and get some more depth into their team, contact Disposables.
All right. Two for one, eh?
So there was that. What else have we got? Oh, we've got heaps here. So, Legless. Oh, so this first one, actually, this is a confirmed whisper. So there was a whisper out there that Legless is a cunt, someone has said.
That's not really a whisper, is it?
No, that's just stating facts. So that's
yeah. Well, that's the wrong segment. What do we need? We need a new segment. These are the facts.
Yeah, the facts segment.
They're the facts, Jack. So that can be Jack's segment. These are the facts, Jack. That's the fact, Jack.
I like it. There was also some talk that Legless came knocking on a door for a forward from Ozzy Merker, as he wanted to beat AJS Hawker, and could barely fill his team. But he wasn't willing to part with injured players on his bench, and only offered up Crozier, who's his worst defender.
So, he wanted one of Merker's gun forwards or something, did he, for that?
He's probably asking for Oscar Allen or something and offering up Crozier.
Yeah, fair enough. Obviously Merker said no.
Yep, Merker said no. There was a brief conversation between myself and Ozzy Merker about Perkins when I picked up Perkins off the RFA. So yep. Ozzy Merker got in touch and asked about Perkins. So I said, mate, you just dropped him like a week ago. Would you like to buy him back? And then that was shut down because obviously you and I were speaking Brayshaw anyway.
Yep.
What else have we got? That's it for there.
Yeah, I must admit though, I am getting some offers of anyone under the age of 22. I seem to get these random offers into my DMs just because they're young. Actually, got to have some talent as well. So, but I get some random offers just popping through.
I mean, you've got Perkins now. So, I mean, Perkins, were you just playing it cool when you're like, not really?
Yeah, well, Perkins will have to show a fair bit to make sure he stays in the team.
Did you have an RFA on him?
No.
No?
Nope.
Yeah, interesting. I would have thought you would have.
Nope. Did not have one on him. Let's just go through the rest of my stuff here. Simon, Boffa. That's about it. What's the other one? That's about it, I think.
Well, I've got a couple more, so...
Oh, still going. It's been a busy week, Ben.
Yeah, there sure has. So there were some discussions between myself and Dazed about Legless's players, about Ham, Life, Rum. There were some discussions around Carla Daniel, which obviously didn't go anywhere. And he inquired about Perryman's availability, but turned that down. And then Slippery Gypsy's got in touch. So he's contacted
three people in 1 week. Slippery, I'm proud of you, son.
Wowee.
We can work our way up to almost doing a deal soon.
So Slippery Gypsy's was offering... Oh, no. Slippery Gypsy's asked about the availability of Caleb Daniel and Lockie Hunter. And Dave's came back asking for either Smith or Chera, which he said was off the table. So then Slip went away again.
Right. So what did he... you actually got to give something to get something here, lads. You know, working on it, working on it.
So, Slip's wanting a gift.
Yes, he wants a legless deal.
He wants a legless gift. Disposables actually knocked on the door of Dazed as well. So Dazed is getting lots of inquiries.
Dazed, very busy young lad.
So Disposables inquired
I've worked it out. If they were inquiring about Daniels and or Hunter, he's just traded them so they'd all fucking leave him alone. That's what he's done.
Could be. He doesn't want to speak to people.
That's it. He thought, fuck it, I'll get rid of... Everyone's asking about these two. I'll get rid of the bastards and no one will talk to me anymore.
That's it. I think you got it. So Disposables got in touch asking about Jeremy Cameron.
Ooh.
And particularly he was offering up either Hardwick, Papley, Battle or Lob for Jeremy Cameron.
Right. That wouldn't have got the deal done, I wouldn't have thought, because of... yes.
Probably not. Hardwick, he's gone down quite a bit. Papley, I mean... Sideways, probably Cameron's better. Battle, probably Cameron's better. Lob, Cameron's definitely better. So, yep, I can see why that got turned down. And then there were some inquiries from Disposables about Butters and Dusty Martin.
I can't believe it's not Butters.
So, yeah, that was interesting. Disposables has been pretty busy.
We know if Vipers has received any lowball offers for Dunkley yet.
Did not have any whispers that there was, no.
Right. Well, everyone probably knows that Vipers probably wants 14 keepers in return for Dunkley anyway, even though he's not playing for the rest of, well, for the rest of the fantasy year anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he'll want too much. And obviously being basically out for the whole season, I think that scares people off. There was another discussion involving Slippery Gypsies.
No, look, now you're just making shit up.
So I think I alluded to it.
There's no way Slippery could talk to five different people in a week.
So myself and Slippery Gypsies were discussing Zach Bailey.
Right.
And after kind of Sammy agreeing to the deal, then Slippery kind of stopped replying and then I think got cold feet and said, I might hold Zach Bailey now. So
guy's averaged 60. He's had one run of 10 good games. What were you offering?
Too much.
What were you offering?
Oh, second rounder. And he turned it down. Can you believe it?
Right. No sweetener. No Archie Perkins sweetener there, eh?
He did get offered the Archie Perkins as a sweetener too. And turned
Slip,
it down.
Come on. Slip. I got some guy averaging 70 for that. Your guy's only averaging 60. He's only had a run of 8 good games in his entire career. Anyway.
You're missing out on deals, Slip. Come on. Got a wheel
balls
and deal.
To the wall. Not balls stuck behind the box protector at cricket league. This is balls to the wall, mate. Get into it.
And, And then the only other thing I was going to have a quick look at with you was just the players available on the kind of trading page.
Okay. Yeah, if there's still people up there. All the guys that we've just mentioned. Oh, okay. Oh. You've got Finn McRae, Jack Gunston, Tim Membray, Shield, Green, Jai Simpkin. So what I want to see is someone offer something for Jai Simpkin and Tom Green as a package deal, and see what Disposables wants for that.
Basically the best player on your team.
Right. Good luck with that. What's Jai Simpkin averaging? He's died in the arse a bit after having the hot spell last year, didn't he?
He's not kind of in the role that he was probably in. And like last year, he had forward, but was playing in the mid. Now he's just mid only. So really,
he did average. He was up over 90 though last year, wasn't he? Obviously the second best midfielder in the league is in North Melbourne's team now. And obviously taking a few of his points and possessions away.
Yeah, look, I mean, Brayshaw and Simpkin are much of a muchness, aren't they?
Probably rate Simpkin ahead.
Yeah, I'd take Simpkin too. Come on, you could have made me feel better about myself then, mate.
Nah, Simpkin is, you should have done it. Maybe could add a crack there with Disposables. You got another second. You got another young player somewhere. Give it a go.
Yep, and that is it for the Whispers.
Whoa, what a big week it's been. That's around about 40 minutes worth of talking of all the shit that went on in the league Monday through to Thursday, only 4 days. That's a fair bit of shit.
That's 10 minutes per day of shit.
That's it. And imagine how much shit gets talked about to make that 10 minutes. God, do you guys do any work?
Productivity's down.
It has to be down. So there you go, folks. All right, thanks very much, Pony. This will be out Saturday morning or Friday night because Itchy and Scratchy won't itch and scratch until all the teams are out tomorrow. More teams are out tomorrow and after tomorrow night's game. So just to let everyone know, going forward, Samantha has footy on a Friday night now, so RFAs will be done on a Thursday night, Itchy and Scratchy, providing that the boys don't actually have a life and go out on a Friday evening, will be done on a Friday night after the footy, and it'll be put together Friday night or Saturday morning.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, thanks very much for that. And, keep your ear to the ground and find out what's going on.
We'll do, mate, and go get yourself a win against Legolas.
Do me best. Benny Brown, 12 goals.
You!
Gotta love it. See you, mate.
See ya.
Merry Friday.
Legolas, how are we?
Very good. After a bit disappointed with the Bulldogs after that piss poor effort.
Disappointed with the Bulldogs?
Not their players. Not on an individual level.
No.
We support the individual. It's an individual game, right?
How does it feel to be back?
We'll see. I've still got to get.
Is back.
Got to get my second win first, and then I'll.
The floodgates are open, and I hear no one's safe.
Oh, look, are you interested in Hayden Crozier?
No.
He wouldn't have been your worst scorer tonight.
All right. Let's get stuck into it, shall we?
Yep, let's do it. First game, top of the ladder clash, I should say. First v. fourth.
Mm.
So, Stars and Boffa. Let's go through it. So, Callum Mills, gun, averaging 108. How are you feeling about that? And are you happy that he's getting a little bit of defence time?
Just enough defence to keep it. That's all I'm asking for. And Ramp is out for a few more weeks, so hopefully he just gets
just those positives enough.
Back. Just enough.
Yeah, just enough. Just enough for that DPP action. Not a fight,
let's say 25-year-old average, you know, year-old averaging 110 in the midfield. Not a bad thing.
Now, more importantly, have you had a chat to Duggan about last week's effort?
140 to 40. That's a bit of an issue, isn't it? That's a
8-point turnaround. I mean,
the Eagles for you.
Words need to be had. I think he'll bounce back against Freo. Freo stink in the forward line. Hamish Hartlett, not best 22, but we'll name him anyway, I guess. And then sneaky little FA pick up there in Wiedering, looking very solid. Hugh McCluggage, wow, he's been awesome. It'd be interesting to see if he maintains that CBAs now. I think he does with Lockie Neal out. The rest of your midfield, Walsh is having a blind dart. Swallow and Ellis versus Collingwood. I mean, Collingwood are shit. And Ellis is having an absolute blinder playing off the half back. Get ready for another defender. And then Tim Taranto expect to go pretty ham against the Crows. So all in all, that's a very premier midfield. Nick Nat against Sean Darcy. Sean Darcy's been really good. It'll be interesting to see how big, fat, lazy Nick Nat goes, especially after his fat, lazy effort last week.
No other options.
Yeah. I'm assuming he's sat in the prayer circle this week and had a chat with the with the right people, Jesus and God.
Does something.
Fucking
score.
And then in the forward line tonight, the only score of the round, probably one that you wish you didn't have to have. So Jack Revolt, 45. Were you celebrating him this week?
Was, and it's not nice. It's not a good feeling to go for Jack Revolt.
Well, look, I assume he'll be back on the FA pool next week for everyone else to suffer. But the rest of that forward line, pretty solid. Heaney and Smith. Cripps has probably been a bit up and down, but playing at home, expect him to go well. And then Alex Neil-Bullen against North, get ready for 100. And then the bench. You fucking get it. If they're playing, they're mute. And then that bench is looking pretty weary. But Nick Newman to play this week.
VFL or AFL?
I don't know if they've named their teams yet.
He's back in some sort, so we'll see how we go. It was a bit of a long-term hold, that one. Let's see if it pays off.
I think it will, because Carlton stinks, so that any change is a good change when it comes to Carlton.
The disposables.
Flick over.
Ryan Burton is a player that we've all sort of had an eye on. He started off like a house on fire in Hawthorn days and just hasn't had a good run on it. But last game he showed that if he stays in the park, he should be a real gun.
Yeah.
You got solid players like Hardwick, Rich, Dan Houston's a gun, and Shannon Hearn is back. Hawkey's back, coming off a calf, but it is an old man calf injury, so
he's not old man.
See how he goes. Adam Treloar in the midfield with a nice even 100 points. Had some quiet patches, but then showed patches of absolute piggery. Ollie Wines, Jai Simpkin, Penderbury, Andrew Brayshaw get it done. Jack Sinclair and James Cousins, they are named, but they do have the tendency to be hit or miss.
Yeah, no, they can go missing for quarters.
So we all say players against North, lock and load. Imagine Max gone.
Yeah, he's going to get – look, it's not even the ruck, because Goldstein will probably keep him honest. It's around the ground. He will just pick it up and around the ground.
When Jack Siebel was blindly bombing out of the back half, I guess he's going to mop up those marks. McAtee gone.
Do you reckon they'll just play kick to kick?
I think Melbourne will just purposely give it to Siebel so he could turn it over.
He is a hack, but boy, is he a fantasy hack. That's what we love.
Speaking of fantasy hacks, looking to the forward line, Aaron Hall is just made for fantasy. He's got that. He's been moved back, and he racks it up, because let's face it, that's where the ball was in North Melbourne.
Yeah,
excellent pick up there for Aaron Hall. Rob Marshall has been a big inclusion in the last few weeks. Connor Rosie is an absolute gun. Tim Membry's been a very serviceable key forwards have been scoring a little bit higher this year. And Nat Fife with that forward DPP is so handy.
Yeah, that's awesome. How did he get it and not Tim Taranto?
Probably because Nat Fyfe plays forward.
Nah.
Looking at the bench, I can see green dots. I'm not sure what that means.
I think that means no good. They need to go.
There was some decent talent on that bench injured. Dylan Shiel, Rory Sloan, Kane Lambert. So, tell you what, Boff's team, disposables here, is looking pretty good after a huge score last week. I expect to see much of the same. He's top two for
reason. Yeah, I hate to say it, buddy. I'm tipping him this week. I think he's got you.
Yep. Do we do tipping anymore? Is that still going?
Look, I don't think we tip our own teams, but I think Team Awesome's given up on it.
Okay, 2 weeks in and two.
I enjoyed that. That was good for round two, and that was it. It was all fun and games.
Good.
I've still got the early crow, though.
God for that. All right, next game. Aussie Merc of a Slipper Gypsies.
So who's the underdog in this game, do you think?
Well, you know what Slip's like. He's claimed it straight up. He doesn't even look at the opponent. He just claims underdog status.
I think he claimed underdog status when he was born.
He claimed it last week. It was an hour to go. After he's up by 100 points against Days Confused, he was, I lost the game, guys. I lost it. No, mate, you can't physically lose. You've won.
Oh, how does he expect his boys to get up in a tough game if he doesn't back them?
Have some confidence. I mean, the boys look up to you.
Yeah, that's right. You're the coach. You've got to offer some direction.
Confidence. Aussie Merca is a guy with confidence. He oozes confidence, amongst other
things. He oozes confidence, and with good reason. That back line has been so bloody good. Bailey Dale, arguably the free agent pickup of the season, given that he's got forward defender status. If you can swing an 80 average bloke forward or defence, you're in heaven. Adam Sard was pretty crap last week. I expect him to play a little bit better. Stephen May played with basically missing an eyeball.
How does May play against his old team in the Gypsies?
Oh, this is, a bit of a grudge match. And against North, far out, May will be 120.
But is the ball going to get in defence?
They'll just arrest their players. They'll kick it around back there.
Fair enough.
And then, rounded out by Redmond, who's solid. Midfield, Ben Key is probably one of the best mids in the comp, averaging 105.5. Far out. And he's probably doing that in tackles. What a pickup. Ed Kerno averaging 100. Far out. Whoa, this is another grudge match. This is a real grudge round for Slip, isn't it?
Ed Kerno versus Slippery. He's got a point to prove, Ed Kerno, after being snubbed last year in the trade period.
Talk about not being respected.
Mundy.
David Mundy, another guy just disrespected.
Round 13.
Far out. So he's got 3 100 averaging mids before, in the first three, and then Gaff's just out of there. And you expect Gaff to get back in the hundreds after a slow start. And then the rest of the midfield probably tapers off a little bit, Lukosius, Florent and Jordan. But for the next line, Brody Grundy coming up against...
01.
Dot, dot, dot. Yeah. So are we going to see a 180?
You'll be my captain in Classic.
Yes. Agreed. Absolute.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to bother looping that shit. He's captain.
Yep.
Going into the forward line, for the first time in a long time, it's looking a bit Merker-esque. So he's got a couple of blokes injured and or not being named in Darcy McPherson and then Oscar Allen. So, it's going to be interesting to see what goes on there. So, Norton 67 tonight was pretty solid, though. The rest is just probably looking a little bit shaky without some of those big guns in there.
Robinson, without Neil playing, he's a fantasy player.
Yeah, I think he'll play. He should play in the guts. He should play smack bang in the guts.
So, we're not the worst.
I like him. As the F5, now, Jordan Clark on the bench. Do you chuck the emergency on Clark as your defender? Or do you leave it on Ballard versus Collingwood?
He's averaging more.
Ballard.
Yep. I'm not sure about that. Yeah, keep it simple. Over the Slipper Gypsies, talking about shooting the bed, Taylor Dorea. What's happened to him? forward, you know, he's safe for an 80, and Pumps out a 48.
Could he be one of the dogs that gets to spend a bit of time in the VFL next week?
I think there'll be a few names back to the VFL. Some names never coming back to the AFL ever again. Josh
Shackley.
I mean, we've got Jack Lloyd leading the defence. CJ, fuck, he looks good. Absolutely.
Watching him, dead set, watching him is like scooping an ice cream.
And John Noble is one of those good, solid players back there that's going to average your 80 for the rest of his career. Great for a keeper league. And Trent Rivers is a young gun. Had a few shaky starts, but definitely one for the future. Now, the midfield. Petrarca, best play in the AFL?
Yep. Brownlow favourite, absolutely. Oh, is he? I mean, is he going to get too much of it? Is it going to be like when you hit your funny bone? It's just... Oh, that could be a real lottery. Far out. He's going to go big. Underrated
players in the AFL.
Yeah, and with Neil out, he's not missing a set of outs.
Darcy Parrish, he would have thought you played the midfield in the midfield. Look what happens.
Well, duh.
Bailey Smith enjoyed not having Dunkley in the team at 99. Shane Edwards a bit down, 59, but that's probably his flaw, which is handy. The rucks, bit of an issue here. Callum Sinclair is named dual ruck with a miracle man, Hickey.
Is there a trade to be had there?
I believe there is. There are ruckmen available for trade. So let's just see if a deal can be done. Unfortunately, those two parties are the worst traders in the Balls to the Wall League.
Oh, jeez. Is this going to be Ed Kerner all over again?
I think so. in the forward line here, Jesse Hogan's in. What are we going to get from Jesse Hogan?
Look, he could kick a bag or he could do a hamstring.
He is living with mummy. Sausage.
He's moved back in with mum, as Lamb would say. So yeah, how it goes.
Could be anything. All right, here we got here. We got the projections being Mercury ahead 1382 to Slippery's 1322.
Yeah, and there's no donuts on the field for anyone, so no one's doing some cute loop action. So, look, I'm going to back the big man here. I think Mercury's going to get it.
He's coming off two wins in a row, and he's looking very good. After that shock loss to the bye, Mercury's coming home strongly, so watch out, Slippery.
Moving over. Vipers versus Manic Monkeys. This is a battle for the eighth spot. Whoever wins this could potentially just crawl their way back into the eight.
How long?
Or some lose it.
I believe this is Manic's going for three in a row here after losing his first four. Yep. So we always said his team was too good to be in the bottom four, and he's showing it now.
Yeah, and it's... sort of he had the picks to get the right guys, so it should be coming.
Without a hand, we never said that.
No, but hey, he had his grand final a few weeks ago. So here we go. We got Hibbard against North. Should score as long as he's named. Doty.
When has Hibbard scored?
He's averaging 74 at the moment, or 63. Oh yuck, he stinks.
Stunk for last 5 years.
Yeah, he hasn't been good for a long time. Duday should be solid, averaging 70, I think he is. Yeah, 66, so he should be solid. Jordan Ridley's back this week from concussion, which will be massive. And then SPS and Alira rounding out the defence. I love Alira as a good stream option this week. Moving into the midfield, Seb Ross. I mean, what Seb Ross are we going to get this week? Looks like Darcy Tucker's going to get a game, so the Tucker versus Duday sort of race is on now. Patrick Cripps, obviously the lesser of the Cripps, against Essendon, should score pretty well. Anderson's been bloody good. And then Libba's 75 was probably a bit unders from what he's been doing, averaging just over 90, so a bit disappointing there. Moving into the ruck, Mike Pitney is coming up against a rookie ruckman and Nick Bryan this week, so I'm expecting a half-decent score there. And then he's got the Pig and Jack Siebel in the forward line. I mean,
yeah, the role that he's got is just the most bizarre role.
Can you imagine being the bloke that gets to kick in for North Melbourne at the moment? You're going to see more of the ball than anyone has ever seen in the game.
How many marks that he had in the back square. Just
unbelievable. Yep, they're crap. They stink. The rest of that forward line is pretty average, and Jason Castagna's 31 shows that. But he's got a lot of talented forwards on the bench, Danger and bloody Josh Dunkley. So that's, you know, that does hurt a little bit.
Just looking at that bench there, Collier Dawkins brought in for a 63. Started really well, but can he hold a spot in that packed Richmond outfit?
Well, it looks like Cochran's done his hamstring, so potentially, yes.
Did he though? Or was that a tactical sub? He's going to rest next week anyway. We're just going to take you off.
Potentially. Right, what have we
next,
got on the other side?
Manic Monkeys. So, Luke Ryan, under the injury cloud this week, wasn't training too well, doing fitness tests to the side. So, let's see if he pulls up for the Derby. Darcy Byrne-Jones, Tom Stewart's a fucking gun. Harry Morrison, Alex Witherden. Witherden averaging 98 off two games, and we know how much the Eagles suck and have no defenders left, so he's your man there. But does he get dropped after? Someone has to pay the price of last week's game.
Well, Barras has.
He's out. He's injured.
Yep. So one defender's already gone out.
Yep. The midfield there, Took Miller. We talked about Took Miller for a while.
Oh, Brownlow fancy.
111. You know what? That's rounded up to 112.
Yep, done.
His last five has been absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
To think some people didn't even like this guy as a keeper is just showing that, I don't know.
Was there a little bit of, trying to talk someone out of keeping him so that he could get him?
Policy, I thought. Just a bad call all around.
Yeah.
Caleb Sarong bounced back from the My Plateau.
Yeah. Well, we gave him an absolute spray. We gave him a surf.
He should, yeah. So you're welcome for that. Blake Akers. Against Eagles, I mean, he has to score well. Eagles suck. Brad Crouch. Lipinski was a bit, I mean, not the score you wanted, 73. It's solid, but I think having him back in the team is more important.
Yeah, and as your M7, that's not bad. You take that.
And looking at the ruck here, Tom Hickey.
Oh, Google Eyes himself.
Wow, that was a very sneaky waiver wire pickup, one that I tried to do and realised I was too slow. How can you name a player as out for 5 weeks and then play the next week?
They've probably got the same fitness. Probably got the same fitness coach as the Crows do with naming Tom Lynch as a sub.
Degoe, geez, wouldn't want to play him. Sideline's a gun. Dacos the gun. Sean Darcy up forward is so handy, and he's been playing well. He's always had potential. Just seems to stay injury free. And Jack Higgins, let's see what he pops out with this week.
So what are we thinking? Manic in a barnstorm?
I think Manic, he's got the runs on the board. He's got the momentum and look out.
No, I agree. And that forward line's looking very good now. All right, next game. Dazed and Confused versus DT87. So 5th v 4th. So again, a top four spot on the line here. So this is going to be very interesting. So
he's going just through lost three in a row. I don't think he's ever lost three in a row in the history of balls to the world.
Remember the first season he went on an absolute run, and then he had a real rough patch with injuries and had four or five on the trot, but then he bounced back towards the end. So going into that back line, we've got Brad Shepherd, Christian Salem, Isaac Cumming, Attlee, who's been averaging 80 plus, and then Jack Nelson, who I think is going to get a better role this week in defence with the names that West Coast have out. Going into the midfield, he's got a wicked score out of Bontempelli from 104. He's picked up Dyson Heppel in a trade, who scored 142 last week, averaging 99. The rest of that midfield as well, far out, Oliver, Merritt. Boak's missing, so has he got a bit of a loop action going on here?
Sure does. He's Trent, got the Trent Cotchin, which is interesting. I mean, surely you just, you know, Boak's out. You just play Cotchin, I guess.
When you're that stacked, mate.
Not sure the point of that, but anyway.
When your midfield's that stacked. Then rounding out, he's also Viney and Rowbottom, who he picked up in a trade as well. Mankervis, 95 in the ruck against absolutely nobody. I mean, you're not even going to bother picking up Steph Martin, are you?
Yep.
Then the forward line is looking a bit decimated. So he's missing Martin, he's missing Butters. So he's had a couple of big injuries there.
And that
was a trade, not an injury. So then he's got, but he's still got bit. He's still got Billings, Cameron, and Walters in the forward line, and Brander, who's been reasonably solid, other than last week's shocker. But the whole team was shit, let's be honest. And then, oh yeah, on the bench, he's got that loop action there with Trent Cotchin. He's picked up Reece the Beast, and then he's got Miles Bergman as a forward defender. So he's covered on all lines there, so he's good to go.
Good. DTA 7, third place. I think he had a blinder of a score last week. Could have been one of the top five of all time.
Yeah.
Just out of it. Liam Baker was a round one pick, and he's just coming good in the last few weeks. So 75 is a solid score from a defender. Lockie Ash is showing why he's a gun. Interesting to see what happens with him and both and coming as well when Whitfield comes back and seeing what the team makeup happens.
Depends where the coach plays him, whether it's left, right, up, down. He's got
just any idea.
Cameron's got no idea.
Watch and wait for that one. Tomlinson playing North, as we've said before, just averaging 60, so not quite what you want, but should up that after this next week. Harker's a gun, Guthrie's a gun, JPK, Greenwood, Langdon, Brody Smith, and Lockie Weller. So there's two players there, a defender and a forward, that are playing in the midfield.
We always say,
get a trade and move them to the lines, but I don't think there's much going out there in the mids at the moment. Everyone's injured.
Oh, and I think, yeah, I was going to say, he's missing Whitfield. Rockcliffe can't get a game. No, sorry, not Whitfield, Neil. He's missing Neil. Yeah, so there's a few injuries there.
Big O should be solid in the ruck. In the forward line, Shai Bolton is going to be dropped, I hear. So
whoever's got RFA1, get ready for the absolute bargain of the season.
The rest of them, Nick Hines been an absolute revelation. Lockie Fogarty, Woodcock, and Pickett are thin, I would say.
All right, mate. Pickett's averaging 74 and Fogarty's averaging 79, so I'll take it.
Oh, 71. You know what? Maybe I'm wrong.
Yes, correct.
All right, who we got for this one?
Look, just based on the guys that DT87's got out there with Wingard and bloody Rockcliffe and Harms. Neil.
The projections aren't quite right because you've got the bloke zero.
Yeah, so there's a loop there. I'm going DT. I'm going dazed and confused. Too many Guinnesses.
This could be another kick after the siren heartbreak for dazed and confused, and I'm going DT87.
All right. Moving on.
Tim Awesome versus Ponyfish Islanders.
Bit of a bunny, I hear.
Yeah, actually, so only in the history of balls to the wall, these two have played together twice only, and it's been two wins to Team Awesome.
Given that Team Awesome's been a strong team in the first couple of years, would you say that means Ponyfish Islanders has had a bit of a kiss draw?
I would say that. I mean, you can only play who you're versing.
Yeah. So we'll go through Team Awesome's line. Doherty, gun. He should. I mean, averaging 103 in defence. Far out. The rest of the defence starts to thin out there. McAvoy, Rotham, Cox, and Sicily's got on the field. But he's looping. Okay, you've got Basher Hooley. You don't need to loop Basher. Basher's not the guy you loop. You fucking put him on the field. Stop playing it cute. What did he score last week? 100 plus, and he was on the bench. He's averaging 9.5.
Sam Doherty, Rotham, and Cox have not been named yet. The Sunday games. You never know who's going to be rested, dropped, laid out.
Hooley is averaging 95. So, you know, don't be stupid.
They could come back and bite you.
Yep. Yeah. Not the best coaching. Going into the midfield, Carl Amon, everyone laughed. Oh, you got ripped off. Well, averaging 100, so pretty fucking handy. Where's Neil?
Exactly.
Yeah. So Jack Steele's going pretty bloody well. Seedsman's been one of the better pickups of the season as a late draft pick. LDU didn't get many centre bounces last week. I expect him to get more. And then Mark Murphy, lots of word that he should be dropped from Carlton. So it'll be interesting to see if they – I can't see them dropping one of their favourite sons.
They do have a lot of other players at half-forward roles that Mark Murphy is currently playing.
Jack Nunes, on the other hand, I can see him getting the ass. So
has to be. He's a hack.
Make sure you got cover there. And then Devin Smith bounced back probably with his first decent score of the season last week. I think, he only got 78. It's solid. Moving into the Rhys Stanley, just the ruck killer. Just ruins everyone else's ruck scores. Forward line, Tom McDonald. How's he go with Ben Brown returning?
I think he's fine. He likes to run up, play up on the wing. And again, he's playing north, so
120.
Actually, who's got? Oh, that's right. Ben Brown got picked up. Smart pickup.
Yep, very good pickup this week. And then the rest of that forward line is very, very thin. Tavernier, Fantasia, who's been up and down as well. He has a great week, and then he's quiet. Okay. Still averaged 75.
Yeah.
And Myers 71 has been really solid, as well as Hawkins is averaging sort of 70. So solid without any stars. What do we got on the other side?
Prenefish Islanders. Number one, first place, coming off four wins in a row. He's got the momentum. He's on a roll. He's feeling, I think, privately, he's pretty confident.
Yeah, that's the rumor I've been starting, and so
right. I've got a few DMs from Pony. He's up and about. So let's see.
Up and about. Oh.
Up. Yeah.
I've had Mitch Duncan looking over my shoulder for the last few weeks. Every week I get a message saying, he's sleeping on Mitch Duncan.
Mm-hmm. Solid defense there. Laird, Crisp, Maynard, Birchall, Kelly. Kelly's been a not a bad pickup there. Oh, 64, but as a reserve player, covering a Hayden Young and a Luke McDonald, so.
Yep, he's had 270s and an 80, so.
Defense somehow. Mitch Duncan's a gun. Hopper, Perryman, don't know how he's not a defender. Jack Redden should bounce back after last week's trash game. Shields. Angus Brayshaw, the new recruit.
Yeah, he's looking good without his helmet.
Does the new coach bring out the best in Brayshaw, or do we see the same old?
I think we saw the improvements from Grant Birchall, so I'm expecting a similar improvement from Brayshaw.
And Selwood somehow keeps playing.
Needs to get rested so that Constable can get in.
The Goldstein and the Rucks got a big assignment against Gorn, so let's see how he goes. In the forward line, Josh Kelly is a very handy switcheroo down there. Jaden Stevenson, Robbie Gray, Chad Warner, and Tex Walker could be anything.
Yep, Tex is averaging 101. Fucking hell, what a forward line.
Five. So projections have Ponyfish Islanders getting 15, 12, and Team Awesome getting 13, 39, but that doesn't include the Bachelor Hooley 124. So that really makes things very interesting.
Yeah, no, it does. But, the upside here for Ponies, he's got a few loop options as well. So he's got Gunston returning. He's got Narkle on the bench. So he's got a couple of options there. For
Luke Jackson is playing north. Put him on the field.
Would you say lack of respect for Luke Jackson?
He needs to be traded to a team that's going to play him.
Yeah.
I think he's going to ask for a trade in the off-season.
PM me.
Yep.
I'm going Pony on this week.
Fair enough. And we have saved the best for last here. We have got...
this is the spoon-off.
This is the wooden spoon versus the bye. It is 12th versus 11th. Holy dooly.
What's the crowd like at this game?
Probably worse than the North vs. Frio crowd, I think. So, I'll start with Legless, shall we? I'll start with you. Injury-ravaged team, and just the boys just need a rest. They just need a week off, and it's the perfect time because you're playing the bye. And haven't they come out firing? You've got Caleb Daniel and Lockie Hunter, one of the latest fleecings. Huge scores. Jaden Short 105, McRae 113, Jack Graham a bit down with a 68, but you know what, it does not matter. Dane Zorko to play as well. There's two forwards playing in your midfield there.
Yep.
Time for a trade.
Maybe.
Riley O'Brien's playing no one in the ruck. You've got Sam Pell Peppers come back in at the right time for you. Harry Mackay averaging 81, so he could get bananas. I mean, this game's over.
So switching through Hawker, so I'll just highlight some of the key, you know, the key players. So Alex Keith.
And we're done.
Alex Keith punched out an 81. Lockie Shoal's probably been the best Crow this season, I think, running off the halfback there, averaging 87. And then he's moved Impey to the back line with an 87 as well. Going into the midfield, Tom Mitchell, the pig, just starting to warm up. Errol Goulden, is he getting a little bit tired, I think, maybe? But
the rest of that a lot from these first year players these days, don't we?
Yeah, Tom Powell's probably, he'll keep going. I trust him. Chris Main got a game in a team that's rebuilding. Dylan Stevens has finally been named.
Yes.
And I expect him to play.
He's that average, though.
Yeah, but he was the sub. So he's a quality midfielder. Scott Lysett coming up against Big O will be a good matchup. Moving into the forward line, a 94 averaging forward there at F1 in Riley Thilthorpe. Clearly Hawker knew something that we didn't. And then Toby Green there in the forward line is also an absolute gun. Picked up Ben Brown, so I'm expecting Ben Brown to go absolutely ham against North.
Me too. Bit of a grudgy.
Yeah, absolutely.
No real reason.
I think that's why they have to have picked him to do that, right? They said, look, mate, you want to play against your old team, go kick 10. And then you've got Motlop and Gibbons rounding out that forward line. On the bench, not a lot.
Is Hawker any chance?
I don't know.
So you can't lose?
I don't like to tip myself, so no.
You're going, put the house on this one.
I think it's going to be a close game. Anyone could win.
Oh, have you seen the scores on your team?
It's a close game. Anyone could win.
All right, just a nice, easy bye. That's it for this week.
All right. Well, thanks for putting up with me and fuck
you, Legless, and everyone, watch your DMs because Team Legless is on the prowl.
Hi, the kids.
All right, cheers all.
Cheers all.